Preface of the Augsburg Confession. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Confession of Faith, which was submitted to His Imperial Majesty Charles V at the Diet of Augsburg in the year 1530, by Philip Melanchthon, translated by F. Bente and W. H. T. Dow. Preface. I will speak of thy testimonies before kings, and will not be put to shame. Psalm 119, verse 46. Preface to the Emperor Charles V. Most invincible Emperor, Caesar Augustus, most clement Lord, inasmuch as your Imperial Majesty has summoned a diet of the Empire here at Augsburg to deliberate concerning measures against the Turk, that most atrocious hereditary and ancient enemy of the Christian name and religion, in what way, namely, effectually to withstand his furor and assaults by strong and lasting military provision, and then also concerning dissensions in the matter of our holy religion and Christian faith, that in this matter of religion the opinions and judgments of the parties might be heard in each other's presence, and considered and weighed among ourselves in mutual charity, leniency, and kindness, in order that after the removal and correction of such things as have been treated and understood in a different manner in writings on either side, these matters may be settled and brought back to one simple truth and Christian concord. That for the future one pure and true religion may be embraced and maintained by us, that as we all are under one Christ and do battle under Him, so we may be able also to live in unity and concord in the one Christian Church. And inasmuch as we, the undersigned elector and princes, with others joined with us, have been called to the aforesaid diet, the same as the other electors, princes, and estates, in obedient compliance with the imperial mandate, we have promptly come to Augsburg, and, what we do not mean to say is boasting, we were among the first to be here. Accordingly, since even here at Augsburg, at the beginning of the diet, your imperial majesty caused to be proposed to the electors, princes, and other estates of the empire, amongst other things, that the several estates of the empire, on the strength of the imperial edict, should set forth and submit their opinions and judgments in the German and the Latin language. And since on ensuing Wednesday, answer was given to your imperial majesty, after due deliberation, that we would submit the articles of our confession for our side on next Wednesday. Therefore, in obedience to your imperial majesty's wishes, we offer in this matter of religion the confession of our preachers and of ourselves, showing what manner of doctrine from the holy scriptures and the pure word of God has been up to this time set forth in our lands, dukedoms, dominions, and cities, and taught in our churches. And if the other electors, princes, and estates of the empire will, according to the said imperial proposition, present similar writings, to wit, in Latin and German, giving their opinions in this matter of religion, we, with the princes and friends aforesaid, here before your imperial majesty, our most clement Lord, are prepared to confer amicably concerning all possible ways and means, in order that we may come together, as far as this may be honorably done, and the matter between us on both sides being peaceably discussed without offensive strife, the dissensions, by God's help, may be done away and brought back to one true, accordant religion. For as we all are under one Christ and do battle under Him, we ought to confess the one Christ after the tenor of your imperial majesty's edict, and everything ought to be conducted according to the truth of God. And this it is what with most fervent prayers we entreat of God. However, as regards the rest of the electors, princes, and estates who constitute the other part, if no progress should be made, nor some result be attained by this treatment of the cause of religion after the manner of which your imperial majesty has wisely held that it should be dealt with and treated, namely by such mutual presentation of writings and calm conferring together among ourselves, we at least leave you with a clear testimony that we here in no wise are holding back from anything that could bring about Christian concord, such as could be effected with God and a good conscience, as also your imperial majesty, and next the other electors in the states of the empire, and all who are moved by sincere love and zeal for religion, and who will give an impartial hearing to this matter, will graciously deign to take notice and to understand this from the confession of ours and of our associates. Your Imperial Majesty also, not only once but often, graciously signified to the electors, princes, and estates of the Empire, and at the Diet of Spires, held in Anno Domini 1526, according to the form of your imperial instruction and commission given and prescribed, caused it to be stated and publicly proclaimed that your Majesty, in dealing with this matter of religion, for certain reasons which were allowed in your Majesty's name, was not willing to decide and could not determine anything, but that your Majesty would diligently use your Majesty's office with the Roman Pontiff for the convening of a general council. The same matter was thus publicly set forth at greater length a year ago at the last Diet which met at Spires. There, your Imperial Majesty, through His Highness Ferdinand, King of Bohemia and Hungary, our friend and clement Lord, as well as through the orator and imperial commissioners, caused this, among other things, to be submitted, that your Imperial Majesty had taken notice of and pondered the resolution of your Majesty's representative at the Empire, and of the President and Imperial Councillors, and the legates from other estates convened at Ratisbon, concerning the calling of a council, and that your Imperial Majesty also judged it to be expedient to convene a council, and that your Imperial Majesty did not doubt the Roman Pontiff could be induced to hold a general council, because the matters to be adjusted between your Imperial Majesty and the Roman Pontiff were nearing agreement and Christian reconciliation. Therefore, your Imperial Majesty himself signified that he would endeavor to secure the said Chief Pontiff's consent for convening, together with your Imperial Majesty, such general council to be published as soon as possible by letters that were to be sent out. If the outcome, therefore, should be such that the differences between us and the other parties in the matter of religion should not be amicably and charitably settled, then here, before your Imperial Majesty, we make the offer in all obedience, in addition to what we have already done, that we will all appear and defend our cause in such a general, free Christian council, for the convening of which there has always been accordant action and agreement of votes in all the imperial diets held during your Majesty's reign, on the part of the electors, princes, and other estates of the empire. To the assembly of this general council, and at the same time to your Imperial Majesty, we have, even before this, in due manner and form of law, addressed ourselves and made appeal in this matter, by far the greatest and gravest. To this appeal, both to your Imperial Majesty and to a council, we still adhere. Neither do we intend, nor would it be possible for us, to relinquish it by this or any other document, unless the matter between us and the other side, according to the tenor of the latest imperial citation, should be amicably and charitably settled, allayed, and brought to Christian concord. And regarding this, we even here solemnly and publicly testify. End of the preface. Recording by Jonathan Lang.